Joining us on the Fan Line, as it does every Monday at this time during the Sioux Falls Storm season, head coach Curtis Riggs. Hey, Coach, what'd you do with the week off?
Well, I was fortunate enough to go up and attend a dance competition for my daughter up in the cities. And by pure chance, after the competition, we're walking through the mall, and I bump into Kevin Casebehorn. You know, he was kind of on daddy patrol and pushing his kids around, and so I was able to sit and talk to him for a while and get caught up on how he's doing.
Of course, Kevin went to Augustana. Of course, played in the NFL with Cincinnati, and there was one other team there.
He was with the Packers and Saints.
That's right,
Packers first. Yep.
And then Cincinnati, and then finished out with the Saints. So it was a relaxing weekend for you.
It was. Yeah, it was much more relaxing for me than a lot of those moms. They really get in, and they're it's equivalent to a lot of the dads, I'm sure, at football or what have you. But it was great. It was a huge competition, and the girls had a lot of fun.
Defensive Player of the Week a week ago was Tyler Knight from the Sioux Falls Storm. Tell us about Tyler and what he means to your defense.
Well, it's hard to find guys that can tackle in the open field, and that's really Tyler's strength. He is very good at making sure that he gets the tackle, and that's why you see him with such a high number of tackles each week that he plays, and that'll continue on. And we try to put him in position where we protect him from the offensive line and allow him to go out and make a lot of tackles, and he's doing a nice job.
He's not the one making defensive calls?
He will, yeah. He'll make calls, too, and, we have calls in our defensive backfield, too, with Dan O'Keefe back there and Justin Bellotti. But, Tyler will make some of the checks and calls. We have a very intelligent defensive line, though, a lot of veterans up there, and so they're able to kind of work together. But, Tyler's got to be careful because we have two very good linebackers that are constantly nipping at him to also get on the field.
You got Nebraska this week, the Danger down at Nebraska this week. What's your defense going to see from the Nebraska Danger?
Well, we'll see four very talented skill guys, probably the best we'll see in the league. Two of them are guys that have been in and out of camps and in and out of CFL rosters. They really can stretch the field, and then not only stretch the field, but they're very good at going up and getting the football. And that's what a lot of receivers struggle with at this league. They just expect the ball to be thrown to them and not have to go up and get anything. And these guys are very good at that. They have a very athletic quarterback, and they probably have, behind our offensive line, one of the best offensive lines in the league.
How has their roster changed in the offseason? Do they have a lot of new faces there, Coach?
Offensively they do. Offensively on the offensive line is where they have a lot of new faces, and they've really made vast improvements in that area. Their skilled guys are all veteran guys, and their quarterback's a veteran guy, but he's never really been the guy. He's always been tagged as a great athlete. What position's best for him? And they've kind of said, hey, it's your job now. Lead us. And then defensively, they are loaded with veterans, starting, with their middle linebacker, Maurice Simpkins, who was on the Green Bay Packers roster in 2011. And they just have a full roster of guys that have a wealth of experience and talent.
Coach, when I got word late last week that a couple of your games, the dates changed, away games, specifically the Tri-Cities Fever ball game. Why'd they move it to a Friday night come mid-May?
Well, that's a good question.
Didn't you?
I work in 1 week time fashion, Greg. I was focused on dance. Now I'm focused on danger. And then we'll go from there. Right?
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, some of it could be, we've talked about availability of arenas. Sometimes teams give They'll give a Friday, Saturday, and they'll say, hey, Saturday is contingent on the arena has right now an offer to, some Aerosmith to come in and perform.
Right.
And if they say, okay, now we'll take that, then we get bumped to Friday night. So that might be a reason.
Friday night with Tri-Cities, rematch of last year's United Bowl. Should be a good matchup out there.
that's one of the toughest places to play too. That you know, it's sunken down in, and they get a full house. I would say our crowd and their crowds are by far the two toughest places to play. And they do a very good job of getting crowd participation. Their crowd is very active, and you know, they're very supportive of their team. But they're very good sports. You know, after the game, they'll come up. If you beat them, they'll say, "Hey, nice job." But it's definitely a very challenging place to play.
We did talk about your defense. How about your offense? How's the week off been for your offense and getting ready for the Nebraska Danger?
It's been good. You know, we're still looking at if this is the best roster for us. I mean, we're constantly trying to see it, and there's a lot of players out there. And eventually you want to settle in, but, you know, we want to know if these are the guys that we feel best about and if these are the guys that we think we can put the most points up and stop teams from scoring. And so I think you'll see that'll continue as we kind of go on these first early weeks, especially with us having bye weeks, you know, a game, a bye week, a game, a bye week. It's tough to get in any rhythm, but it's very good because it allows you to be able to go out and find players, evaluate, and tweak your roster.
Is there any point in the season, Coach, that you don't want to be making moves? Is there like a third of the season, halfway into the season? When is the cutoff point to say we've got the guys, barring anything big time happening, these are the guys we're going to roll with?
Well, it really depends on the position. You know, I think offensive, defensive line, that could be at any point in the season. I mean, if they're that good, then you need to grab them when you can. I think skilled guys, it's one where you really do need to establish continuity between your skilled positions on offense and then your defensive backs on defense. So I would say if you're getting to that last third of the season yet, then you probably shouldn't be looking at any changes unless it's based on injury.
Coach, the Curtis Rick Show tomorrow night, 5:30. You're now back at your regular time on Tuesdays here on KWSN, you and the Silver Fox. You'll talk more about the game this week with Nebraska. Appreciate the time, and we wish you well down. Where's that, by the way? Is that in
Grand Island?
Grand Island.
Boy, they got a nice setup. It's a nice facility, and they get a great, you know, they draw well down there.
Couple of former Huskers on that squad too, maybe.
You know, I don't think they have many.
It's been kind of quiet there, yeah.
Yeah, they have had in the past, but I don't think this year's squad. They've got guys.
Then they got a chance to win.
Though.
Oh, that was mean. That was mean. Coach, I appreciate the tie. We'll listen to you on the Curtis Rigg Show tomorrow night at 5:30.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Curtis. There he goes. Coach Riggs. Oh, I just ticked off a bunch of Husker fans.